KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Recapping some Saturday high school sports and girls softball at the Nottoway Valley Tournament. It was Van Meter beating West Central Valley. It was Nottoway Valley beating West Central Valley 9-3. Van Meter beat AHST 11-0. Tri-Center topped Adair Casey by forfeit. Exira EHK beat Lennox 7-2. AHST over West Central Valley 9-7. Lennox earned a forfeit win over Adair Casey. Van Meter beat Nottoway Valley 10-3. Tri-Center over Exira EHK 10-0. West Central Valley topped Adair Casey by forfeit. It was AHST over Lennox 16-9. Exira EHK beating Nottoway Valley 7-1. And Van Meter over Tri-Center 10-6. At the Abraham Lincoln Tournament Saturday, Abraham Lincoln beat Red Oak 7-0, Sergeant Bluff Luton over Red Oak 12-0, Sioux City East 14-0 winners over St. Albert, Sergeant Bluff Luton beat East Mills 12-0, Lewis Central a 3-1 winner over Sioux City East, Lewis Central beat Sioux City North 5-0, Thomas Jefferson over East Mills 7-6, Abe Lincoln edging Thomas Jefferson 4-3, Sioux City North beating St. Albert 22-4. Also in girls softball Saturday, Ankeny beat Harlan 7-1, Shenandoah 6-5 over Essex, Kemper Catholic beat IKM Manning 6-0, Trainer over Sydney 12-2, Trainer beat Earlham 3-1, and Trainer over Central Decatur by an 8-2 final. In baseball Saturday, Calamus Wheatland and Logan Magnolia split a doubleheader with CW winning 7-0 in the opener. Logan Magnolia wins 9-7 in the nightcap. Carroll over Spencer 4-1. Clarinda beat Fremont Mills 12-9. Des Moines Lincoln took two from Abraham Lincoln 10-3 and 5-2. Kemper Catholic beat Carroll 8-1. Kemper Catholic down in Greene County 8-4. Lewis Central over Thomas Jefferson 2-1. Missouri Valley beat West Central Valley 3-0. Missouri Valley in 8 innings over Perry 5-4. Red Oak beat Corning 13-0. Shenandoah over Essex 11-0. Trainer beat Red Oak 12-0. It was Trainer over Corning 18-3. St. Albert beat Lamar's 14-2. St. Albert over Lawton Bronson 7-4. And Lamar's beat IKM Manning by a 5-3 final. Well, UCLA's Adam Plutko says he has confidence that his teammates will give him enough run support to win the College World Series finals against Mississippi State. The Bruins go into the best of three finals tonight in Omaha after having produced just 8 runs in their last 3 games. Plutko said Sunday that he'll go to the mound for Game 1, worried only about his performance. He said he doesn't feel pressure to hold down the opponent because of the Bruins' difficulty scoring runs. Mississippi State coach John Cohen said he would start Trevor Fitz, who will be making only his 6th start in 18 appearances this season. The Bulldogs have been the best hitting team in the College World Series. They have a .297 average. Mississippi State is 51-18 entering tonight's best-of-three first-round game, our first game, and 47-17 is the mark for UCLA heading into the start of tonight's best-of-three series. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Ian Kinsler singled in the tie-breaking run in the 7th inning after the Rangers knocked 10-game winner Adam Wainwright out of the game, and Texas completed a soggy 3-game sweep of the St. Louis Cardinals with a 2-1 win Sunday night. The finale of Texas' first visit to Busch Stadium since losing Games 6 and 7 of the 2011 World Series, and first time ever in the regular season, was delayed 2 hours 59 minutes by heavy rain, with less than half of the near-capacity crowd sticking around. Rookie Nick Tepish had a resurgent outing for Texas, allowing a run on 4 hits in 5 and 2-thirds innings after surrendering 11 runs in 8 and 2-thirds innings the previous 2 outings. Kinsler and David Murphy had 2 hits apiece for the Rangers. A couple of other interleague games yesterday saw Pittsburgh beat the LA Angels in 10 innings, 10-9, while the Chicago Cubs pounded Houston 14-6. In the American League, the Kansas City Royals took advantage of a pair of errors by the Chicago White Sox to score 3 times in the 8th inning Sunday and rally for a 7-6 win, avoiding a 3-game sweep. The Royals trailed by 2 when they got consecutive singles by Mike Moustakas and David Luff off ace White Sox reliever Jesse Crane to start the 8th inning. An error by Crane while trying to field a bunt by Elliot Johnson loaded the bases with nobody out. Crane struck out George Contreras and Jared Dyson to breathe a bit easier, but then he walked Alex Gordon to get Kansas City within a run. Alcides Escobar then slapped a grounder to shortstop Alexi Ramirez. as he let it go through to left field, bringing in the go-ahead runs. Luke Hochschaefer struck out two in a scoreless inning of relief for Kansas City, while Greg Holland pitched a perfect ninth for his 16th save of the season. Other American League games saw Minnesota beat Cleveland 5-3, Toronto over Baltimore 13-5, Detroit 7-5 over Boston, Tampa Bay beat the Yankees 3-1, Seattle over Oakland in 10 innings 6-3. In the National League, Colorado topping Washington 7-6, the Mets beat Philadelphia 8-0, Atlanta over Milwaukee 7-4, Miami topping San Francisco 7-2, Cincinnati beat Arizona 4-2, and the Dodgers over San Diego by a 3-1 final. In Pacific Coast League baseball on Sunday, it was Memphis beating the Iowa Cubs 6-0. Oklahoma City and Omaha split a pair yesterday. Oklahoma City winning in 10 innings, 6-5 in the opener. Omaha took the second game by a score of 4-3. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
IndyCar CEO Mark Miles says the series expects to race at the Iowa Speedway next year and is hopeful the sides can soon agree on a multi-year contract. Miles addressed the topic Sunday in response to a comment from driver Graham Rahal on Saturday. Rahal referenced rumors that he had heard indicating that IndyCar wouldn't return to Iowa next season. Miles did say the Iowa race could possibly be shifted from its traditional late June date, but he reiterated that the series has no plans to abandon Iowa after 7 years. Miles says Iowa is a cornerstone of the IndyCar schedule. Well, James Hinchcliffe dominated the IndyCar Series race at Iowa Speedway, leading all but 24 of 250 laps to become the first three-time winner this season. Hinchcliffe started second and took the lead on the opening lap, ceding control only briefly during pit stops. He gave Andretti Autosport its fourth consecutive victory at Iowa's Oval. Ryan Hunter-Reay, Hinchcliffe's teammate, battled back from last place to finish second. He was followed by Indy 500 winner Tony Kanaan, Ed Carpenter, and Graham Rahal. Martin Truex Jr. has won the Save Mart 350 at Sonoma Raceway, his first road course victory and only his second Sprint Cup victory. His only other win was at Dover in 2007. Jeff Gordon finished second, followed by Carl Edwards and Kurt Busch. Well, Tyson Gay completed the 100-200 sprint double Sunday at the U.S. Track Championships in Des Moines, winning the 200 meters in 19.74 seconds Sunday, holding off Isaiah Young. It's the fastest time in the world this season. Gay beat Justin Gatlin in the 100 on Friday in a season-leading time of 9.75. Kimberly Duncan upset Olympic champion Allison Felix in the women's 200. Duncan finished in 21.8 with Felix just 5/100ths of a second behind. Gay built a lead after the curve and then fended off the hard-charging Young, who finished in 19.86. Curtis Mitchell was third, and Wallace Spearman, a three-time U.S. outdoor champ, wound up fourth. His hip fully healed, Gay looked sharp throughout the Nationals, setting up a matchup with Usain Bolt at the World Championships in Moscow this summer. Well, the Big Ten and Pac-12 will have two more opportunities to play each other in California bowl games. The Big Ten is set to announce new affiliations with the Holiday Bowl in San Diego and the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl in San Francisco to play the Pac-12. The conference and the bowl's officials are scheduled to hold a teleconference today to make those announcements. Boston Bruins forward Patrice Bergeron is day-to-day after being injured in the Stanley Cup Finals against the Chicago Blackhawks. Coach Claude Julien said he hopes his star center will be able to play in Game 6 tonight. Asked if it was an upper or lower body injury, Julien said body. Bergeron was discharged from a Chicago hospital and flew home with the team Sunday morning. He got off the team bus at TD Garden and then went straight to his car and was driven away. Bergeron was injured in the second period of Saturday night's 3-1 loss. Chicago leads the series 3-2, heading into Game 6 in Boston coming up tonight. Well, Doc Rivers will be the next coach of the Los Angeles Clippers if the NBA approves the rare but not unprecedented trade of an active coach. A Boston Celtics official told the Associated Press last night that the deal would bring Boston a first-round draft pick in 2015 in compensation for Rivers. Rivers has 3 years and $21 million left on his Boston contract. Rivers took over the Celtics in 2004 in the midst of the longest title drought in franchise history. The Celtics won the NBA title in 2008, made it to the finals in 2010, but they now face a rebuilding program. In golf, journeyman Ken Duke made a 2.5-foot birdie putt on the second playoff hole to beat Chris Stroud at the Travelers Championship to win his first ever PGA Tour event. Stroud had chipped in from 51 feet on the 18th hole to force the playoff. Canadian Graham Dillette finished a stroke back in third place. Bubba Watson placed fourth. World number one N.B. Park sank a 4-foot birdie putt on the first playoff hole to cap her final round rally, winning the LPGA's Northwest Arkansas Championship. Craig Stadler is celebrating a victory for the first time in 8 years and almost 9 months. Stadler parred the final hole to win the Champions Tour event near Chicago, finishing one shot ahead of Fred Couples. Stadler birdied four of his first 6 holes and closed with a 1-under-par 71 for a 13-under total. Couples shot up the leaderboard with a 6-under 66 to end up one stroke ahead of 7 others in second place. And in tennis news, 5th-seeded Sara Errani of Italy has been eliminated in straight sets today by Puerto Rican teenager Monica Puig in an early upset on the opening day of Wimbledon. Errani, runner-up at last year's French Open, lost 6-3 and 6-2 to the 65th-ranked player in the first match on Court 18 of the Grass Court Grand Slam. In other day one matches, 7-time Wimbledon champion Roger Federer, who won the 2012 title, is up against Romania's Victor Hanescu in the first match of the year on center court. Also on opening day, English hero and second seed Andy Murray goes against Benjamin Becker, and French Open champion Rafael Nadal is in action today as well. On the women's side, on opening day, second seeded Victoria Azarenka will be in play, as will number 3 seed Maria Sharapova. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.